the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. The best way to reach your health goals is to reduce the inflammation in your gut. And while, yes, it can be easier said than done for so many, there's also some great news and some amazing anti-inflammatory herbs that can help you get there. Do you want to know who those friends are? Well, be sure to stay tuned into this episode as I'm going to share with you three of the best herbs to reduce inflammation in your digestive system. And of course, I'll share a bit as to why you would want to address this inflammation in the first place. See you on the inside. Hello and welcome to the Herbalist Path podcast. I'm your host, Mel Muttersbaugh. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, founder and formulator of an herbal products company called Mountain Mel's Essential Goods. And my most important role in life is being the mother of a beautiful young daughter. I also have this crazy passion for teaching people to use plants as medicine in a safe and effective way. Herbalism is the most sustainable way to take care of yourself, your family, the plants, and our precious planet. In this podcast, you'll get a mix of interviews with fellow herbalists, herb farmers, product makers, herbal educators, clinicians, and plain old plant geeking herb nerds similar to myself. You'll also get some episodes where it's just me dishing you some great info on how you can safely use herbs for yourself and your family. It's an honor to have you here and joining in on a serious mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home. Again. Did you know that your kitchen cabinet is filled with some of the absolute best medicine around? It's true. The things you commonly cook with on a day-to-day basis are packed with medicinal properties that many of us today completely forget about. So if you'd like to learn more and discover the medicines inside your kitchen cabinet, head over to theherbalistpath.com/coldflubusters. And you can get my free cold and flu busters from your kitchen cabinet guide. It's got over 15 different herbs that you use on a regular basis, why they're great medicine for the human body, and a special little recipe for each and every plant we talk about. Again, that's theherbalistpath.com/coldflubusters. Enjoy! Hello, hello, friends on the Herbalist Path. Happy New Year. I hope that you are ready for a year of the best that you can be. I feel like it's been forever since I recorded a podcast episode, and it really has. And speaking of like being the best that you can be in the new year, towards the end of 2021, I completely burnt myself out, like to the maximum. Like there was the beginning of October all the way until Christmas where I didn't take a day off and I was working so hard. I was so honored and thrilled because my Mountain Mel's business had this great order go out to REI of all places, which is, long story short, really rooted in why I'm an herbalist in the first place. And it all started like 20 years ago when I was a hiking guide and backpacking guide. Anyways, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm just wanted to share, like, I'm so excited to start getting more herbal information out to you, to stop being overworked and overwhelmed. It really, really took a toll on how I shared information with you, how I spent time with my family, how I showed up for myself, and really how I showed up for everything. And I don't know how your whole holiday season is. It's always kind of hectic for us anyways with a products company. Like there's a lot going on and I had my Herbs for Immune Health course going, which I love to teach. But reality is I just took on too much. And I've taken some time to just reflect on patterns and behaviors in life. And I am 1,000,000% guilty of being a person who does too much. I am just that person. I always come up with new ideas and I want to start new things. And I take it on without thinking about the repercussions that might mean for my own mental health and for my physical health and for my soul's health and my happiness with my family. And I've just really, really just kind of taken some time towards the end of 2021 to reflect on what really matters. And that's my family. And I get so much joy and happiness when I teach people to use plants as medicine and share information with people. So I'm committed this year to doing a bit less so that I can bring more information to you guys and spend more time with my family. So anyways, that was a bit more than you wanted to hear, but I just wanted to reconnect. I feel like I've been disconnected, and I apologize to those of you that have been like, where the heck is Mel? Why are we not getting an Herbalist Path podcast out? But I want to assure you that I'm back and I am really excited about it. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about health and all the ways that it can be affected and how we can use herbs to improve it. Because it is no secret that the key to your best health really lies inside your gut. Yet the reality is that most of us are walking around with inflammation in our digestive system, and sometimes we don't even know it. And not only does this inflammation in your gut affect your weight, it affects your mood, your energy levels, your memory, brain fog. Oh my gosh, did I see all of that in action the last 3 months of 2021? Your gut health also affects your immune system, your skin health, and really so much more, like everything. And while truly healing your gut does involve some really deeper investigation and discovering what things are triggering the inflammation in your body, it can be done. And there are quite a few great herbs that can help calm and ease and reduce inflammation in your gut specifically. So I figured that in this episode, I would share with you three of my favorite herbs to reduce the inflammation in your gut. But before we do that, I do think it's really important that we just get a basic understanding of why our gut's health is so important for our overall health. Because it affects our mood, right? So scientists have actually discovered that you have what's called a second brain in your gut. It's known as the enteric nervous system, or the ENS, and it is made of over 100 million nerve cells that line your entire digestive tract. So from the esophagus all the way to your rectum. You might have felt, like, it's called the gut-brain connection, right? And you might have felt it in action if you've ever had that, like, butterflies in your stomach feeling, or if you've ever had that gut feeling, right? That is the second brain working its magic. And there's research that has discovered that the enteric nervous system can trigger some really big emotional shifts, especially for people that are dealing with things like irritable bowel syndrome. It's always so hard for me to say. P.S. I used to have problems with my R's as a little girl and had to go to speech class. So irritable is a tough one for me. Anyways, IBS and functional bowel problems such as constipation, diarrhea, bloating, pain, or just general stomach upset. So these can all be signs and symptoms of inflammation in your gut, which, as I talked about before, leads to inflammation throughout your entire body. But I know immune health is a huge thing on people's mind these days as the coronavirus continues to morph and spread. And in the United States, we're in the middle of cold and flu season anyways. And now if you cough, like, oh my gosh, you've got the Rona. So I figured we'd just touch a bit on how your gut and your immune health come together. So there's actually over 70% of your immune cells that live inside of your gut. And they do a really important dance with your gut microbiota. So that's the bacteria and the fungi that are living in your gut, also known as like the good gut bugs or the bad gut bugs. The truth is that the wider array and more diverse gut bugs that you have, of course, the good guys are what we're looking for, the better off your immune health and your overall health. So the diversity and the health of these gut bugs that line your digestive tract are directly correlated to, you guessed it, your dietary and lifestyle choices. So that means eating colorful, fiberful foods and avoiding the obvious these days, but I'll say it anyways, avoiding highly processed foods, sugar, and saturated fats. And of course, there's an array of herbs that can help reduce that inflammation, improve your overall digestion, as well as heal and repair the damaged gut wall. And here are a few of my favorite herbs to reduce inflammation in the gut. Chamomile. I particularly love chamomile because of its ability to soothe the nerves, ease stress, ease anxiety and tension. And these things also tend to bring about digestive symptoms that show up as pain, gas, colic, maybe even ulcers sometimes. And this sweet little gentle friend, chamomile, is also specific for children who suffer from anxiety, particularly when seen in the form of an immediate tummy ache during a panic attack. I witness this on a fairly regular basis with my child. When she gets upset, she almost immediately tells me that her tummy hurts every single time. And I go to chamomile and just say, okay, I'll make you a cup of tea. And she's almost instantly soothed, tummy, nerves, and all. It's totally that whole gut-brain connection clearly at play here, because when she's already calmed, all I have done is said to her, I'm going to make you tea. I haven't even made the tea yet, but she's already got that relationship and that connection with chamomile that she knows if mom's making tea, it's probably going to have chamomile in it and I'm going to feel better. So I can go ahead and feel better now. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. I love this time of year. It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable.
Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ask Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ask Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good. Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ask Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I'm just really grateful that my daughter happens to absolutely love chamomile, and she'll pick the chamomile flowers out of my tea as it floats in the top of a cup and just eat them. It's awesome. But back to chamomile and why it is great for your gut health. It's really rich in volatile oils. So if you can think back to that sweet scent of chamomile, those are its aromatics or volatile oils. And these volatile oils promote a carminative effect, which means it's really helpful in easing gassiness, flatulence, and smooth muscle spasms in the digestive tract, as well as just general tummy upset. Chamomile also acts as an anti-inflammatory and a demulcent. So it's cooling, it's coating, and it's got this really nice soothing effect to the digestive tract. Chamomile tea is also fantastic for calming inflammation in cases of gastritis or colic, indigestion. It can be helpful for heartburn, ulcers, and really a whole lot more. And chamomile is also rich in these things called sesquiterpene lactones, and they are a very key part of bitters. So bitters are really great at promoting the flow of bile and other digestive secretions. So they're simultaneously improving your digestive process and helping with the breakdown of fat. So it's really, really nice. And I notice this bitter property in chamomile most when I'm making a tea preparation and I let my chamomile sit a bit too long. That delightful flavor all of a sudden has a much more bitter flavor to it. So I've actually learned to appreciate this bitter flavor, but before I knew or understood what bitters did for us, it was a bit more of a taste bud issue for me there and kind of bugged me out. But I use chamomile in my Digestes blend, which is super duper yummy. And that one's all about loving your gut and easing digestion over at Mountain Mel's. I also use it in a brand new tea that's just coming out the beginning of 2022. It's called Backwoods Belly. And I called it that because I love to camp and go out and hike and play. And a lot of my friends do as well. And they're always bringing like Tums and nasty stuff like that. And I'm like, wait a second, there's plants that can help you. Because they told me that they're eating crappy food. They're not eating what they usually do when they go out camping, and it's affecting their digestive health, and they're getting acid reflux, and they're getting heartburn and all of that stuff. And While my Digestes is awesome for easing digestion, it's rich in peppermint, and peppermint is not good for heartburn. As a matter of fact, it's actually adversely recommended there. But the herbs I combined inside a Backwoods Ballet are also fantastically tasty and loaded with the anti-inflammatory herbs I'll be talking about for the rest of this episode, as well as, just cooling and improving the digestive process. And did I mention it's yummy while being good for your tummy? Because it's totally true. Anyways, that's the new Backwoods Belly. At the time I'm recording this, it's not even available on my website at mountainmells.com, but it should be by the time I got this out to you. So you should check it out. Try it. It's brand new. I love it. I'm super excited about it. Head to mountainmells.com, look for my loose leaf herbal teas, and find the Backwoods Belly. And on to more great herbs to ease inflammation. So marshmallow. I talk about marshmallow a lot. I love marshmallow for so many reasons. And no, I am not talking about the ooey gooey marshmallow piles on s'mores. I'm talking about the beautiful plant that happens to be a great demulcent herb. So it's really rich in mucilage, which is basically a bunch of complex polysaccharides, which is this really, really cool stuff that gets all slimy and ooey and gooey when it comes into contact with water. And that's where the good stuff really lies. It's in the slime. Trust me on this one. Embrace the slime. So marshmallow root is actually specific for inflammatory conditions of the gastrointestinal tract or your gut or your digestive system. It has been used to help treat inflammation for those dealing with intestinal ulcers or gastritis, indigestion, acid reflux. It's fantastic, and so much more. It's been known to be really helpful in reducing chronic inflammation for those suffering from Crohn's disease, IBS, that irritable bowel syndrome. Ooh, I said it without messing up the R's there. I'm proud. And diarrhea. Just to add that special little bling on the end. Anyways, for marshmallow to work well, it is best to drink the tea on an empty stomach for the most ideal results. Marshmallow is a really loved herb, and I commonly recommend it to people dealing with all kinds of inflammatory conditions of the gut and other mucosal tissues as well. Plus, as an added benefit, marshmallow is stunning. It's so lovely to plant and grow in your garden, and the list of medicinal benefits is wide. It's a vast, vast array, and I just think it's great. So I really hope that this spring you think about growing Althea officinalis in your garden, because she's amazing. And then the other herb I wanted to talk about is meadowsweet, or Filipendula ulmeria. So meadowsweet is actually known as one of the absolute best digestive herbs available. So it'll protect and soothe your mucous membranes of the digestive tract, and it can also help to ease nausea. It's really helpful when it comes to balancing the acidity levels in your stomach, which means that, yes, you guessed it. If you're dealing with heartburn or hyperacidity or gastritis or peptic ulcers, meadowsweet is a super good friend for you. And she's rich in salicylic acid, which is what aspirin is derived from. So yes, meadowsweet is used similarly to aspirin, only it soothes and cools the stomach and intestines, where aspirin actually irritates it and causes even more inflammation. It's also used like aspirin for its pain-relieving properties, which are directly correlated to many different kinds of stomach pains caused by various inflammatory conditions. And meadowsweet's also a bitter herb, so that means it's going to help promote healthy digestion by releasing all of our necessary digestive secretions like bile and various other enzymes that do a great job at breaking down fats, which could be really helpful after the holiday season, and improving the digestive process overall. And this lovely plant is also a great astringent herb. So it makes it really helpful in cases of diarrhea. A really, really good one to help the kiddos if they're dealing with tummy cramps and diarrhea and pain in the gastrointestinal system. And people use it to help deal with excessive belching and heartburn and indigestion and nausea and vomiting and all kinds of things to deal with the digestive system. I think that Meadowsweet would be a really great addition to your at-home apothecary. It's also one of the herbs in my new Backwoods Belly, if you want to try that out. I'm telling you, it's super yum. It's my daughter's new favorite tea. She kind of goes bonkers over it, which makes me happy. She's pretty picky with a lot of things, but if you don't know yet, when I formulate teas at Mountain Mel's, I put a lot of emphasis on making them not only functional and like work really well for your body and whatever they are formulated to do, but to taste great. Because if it doesn't taste great, you're not going to drink it. And if you don't drink it, then you're going to be like, oh man, herbs don't work. Whatever. To herbs. And that's completely against everything that is a mission in my life today. So go over, get yourself some Backwoods Belly, or just go ahead and grab these herbs from wherever you need to. And if you love this episode and you want to know more about other herbs for gut health, head on over to theherbalistpath.com/8, as in the number, herbs for gut health. So theherbalistpath.com/8 herbs for gut health. And I've got a free download for you. And shockingly, it's 8 herbs for gut health. So yeah, go ahead and grab that over there. And I will send you an email with that. And if you like this episode, please do me a favor. Leave me a rating wherever you're listening to the podcast. Shoot me a message and let me know you like it and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Oh, P.S. I'm starting a TikTok channel. It's going to be at Mountain Mel's. I'm going to put all kinds of quick little ditties. If you're there, come follow me and hang out. Thanks, friends. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways when they're well made.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.